Sunshine dominating through the weekend. This upcoming week, though, is getting a few more wrinkles in it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at your Hoosier Ag Today weekend weather outlook. This time of year, we focus a lot on planting. And you know what? We've got some planting that needs to happen yet across the Hoosier State. Picked up some rain this past week that delayed it in a lot of areas. But dry weather over the weekend is going to get people excited about talking about getting back into the fields again. Here's what we've got going on. Cool air is here. You felt it yesterday, even though the sun was out. Temperatures were struggling to make it to, well, typical late May levels. We're going to see the same story here for Saturday and for Sunday. It will be warmer than what we were on Friday, just due to the fact that we've got sun to help us here. But we're still seeing fairly strong north flow coming across the Great Lakes for Saturday and for Sunday. You get into Memorial Day on Monday, starting to see more of a west and southwest flow, and that's going to allow temperatures to moderate and move nicely. And we keep dry weather around. So that's the thing I can tell you. Good drying, good evaporation for the Saturday-Sunday time frame. Excellent evaporation or evapotranspiration on Monday. So that means that once we get toward Tuesday, maybe we can talk about seeing conditions right to get back into the fields a little bit. Here's the problem. We've got a massive area of precipitation that's just been pounding the Central Plains, lower Mississippi River Valley, and the Missouri Valley through the weekend here. It's just going to continue to rip up severe thunderstorm areas in Kansas, Oklahoma, southwestern Missouri, into Arkansas, and this moisture is going to start to move eastward on Tuesday. Initially, this had been wanting to stay a little bit farther south. Now it's creeping north such that I think on Tuesday we have to put some scattered rain shower and thunderstorm action into the Hoosier State along and south of I-70, and then we are going to be seeing a chance of that moving north overnight Tuesday night into early Wednesday and putting some scattered showers into northern Indiana. In southern Indiana, I think we have to say a quarter to at least three quarters of an inch. Up north in northern Indiana, maybe a tenth to half an inch. But what it does mean is in that period, we're not necessarily doing a lot of drying. And then that also gives way to an instability kind of setup for the Wednesday, Thursday, early Friday time frame, such that we don't see big, well-organized rain events coming through, but the atmosphere is going to be able to see some pop-up activity here and there. So I won't rule out hit-and-miss scattered showers any of those days. Once again, it's not over the top in terms of moisture, but we're definitely not setting up the best drying picture. We are dry for the 31st and 1st into the early 2nd time frame before rain comes back later the 3rd and the 4th. I'm Ryan Martin.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.